The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
But I love like home invasion horror.
Yeah, period. You love home invasions.
Yeah.
You love to.
No, I don't like home invasion. No.
I love home invasions.
No, I don't. Yeah, I like to break into a house.
Guys, welcome to another episode of Katie Afraidy on the Fangoria Network. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach. And today we have an awesome human here today. He's hilarious. He's wonderful. He's a comedian, Malcolm Sills.
Yep.
What's
Thanks
up?
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on. How's it going?
I'm going great.
You're going great.
Life's going.
It's going. Hell yeah. So I hear you're a horror fan.
I am. Massive.
What are some of your favorite horror movies?
I really like Funny Games, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, mm-hmm. Great. The first horror film I ever saw was Halloween.
Okay.
That's
a good one.
We were talking earlier, I really like the Goosebump movies as a kid, or like the show.
Yeah.
Jaws.
Okay. Is that how you got into horror with the Goosebumps?
Yeah, my grandma showed me Halloween when I was like 5.
Okay.
And my parents supported it. And I was
mean,
hooked.
It's a great child movie. Yeah.
I just remember like watching Halloween with my grandma and then growing up and realizing that other people hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah.
Being like, oh, you haven't seen these movies? The only like classic horror film I feel like that I haven't seen all the way through is Friday the 13th.
Okay.
Because it's just so cheesy compared to like, they're all cheesy, but like compared to the other ones, by the time I saw it, I'm like, all right, like.
Yeah, it's hard to watch, but it's fun. It's I love a good camp slasher.
Yeah.
It's probably one of my favorite genres of horror movies.
Okay.
So.
The Hills Have Eyes.
Hills Have Eyes. Very good.
First movie that made me like cry.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I was like third grade and I saw The Hills Have Eyes and that guy with the deformed face starts attacking a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what the fuck? And I freaked out.
Third grade. Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That's pretty early.
Pretty early. What are some of your favorites?
I'm a big Scream. Scream is definitely number one. The Shining, classic. There's a bunch of foreign films I like. Killing Ground is really fun. There's this weird movie called Liverleaf. That's really fun.
Really?
It's like Monty Python level revenge story with like, when I say Monty Python, I mean like the blood from Monty Python where it's like comedic how much it's happening. You're like, this is horrifying. This little girl's murdering everyone. And then you're like, wait, this is hilarious. This is amazing.
Have you seen The Descent?
Yes.
Oh, I love The Descent.
Yeah.
That's a really good one, too.
Yeah. As a person who loves to spelunk.
You like to do that?
I love to spelunk. It's
oh,
really
fuck
fun.
That. No. I see the like the TikToks and stuff of like people like, I'm currently like in a cave right now. There's spiders all over me. And they're like, do you ever have the
spider? No, I don't do the spider thing. No. Okay. I don't. Yeah. No, I wouldn't do that.
How long have you been doing spelunking?
So my family used to own a cave. And I know that's a weird thing. It's not like recent, but like,
why? How did they own it? Like, they found it? Was it discovered by your family, or they like inherited it?
They inherited it from somebody. I don't know, but my aunt now lives on the cave road, and we just go up to the cave and we'll spelunk. And it's honestly, it's pretty commercialized, and it's pretty big tunnels.
Okay,
it's not terrible, but I mean, you're still crawling on hands and knees, and you're getting you wear a helmet. You, every time your head hits, you go, thank
you. Do you watch The Descent before you do it? Have you ever done that?
No, I don't think it's been a minute since I've spelunked, but I have not. I think after I took a break after I watched the movie.
Have you seen The Audition?
Yes.
That one, when I was a kid, my family would watch like Bravo, the channel,
mm-hmm.
had like a best of horror films.
Mm-hmm.
They also had one that was like best commercials of all time, but they had best horror films of all time. And like The Audition was always on there. So then recently I watched that.
Terrifying.
That one really freaked me out.
Yeah. You will never look at a piano string.
I've also never seen Hostel.
I've not seen Hostel either. I'm not a big Eli Roth fan.
Okay.
So that's where that lies. But I will say I am a fan of this movie. I've never seen it before. I watched it today and I loved it. We watched The Strangers.
Yep.
2008, which was a great year.
One of the best.
Great year. Terrifying, honestly. It's pretty, you know, it starts off slow. It's just an initial, you know.
Yeah.
People are trying to get into your house.
Yeah.
But also says based on a true story.
I know.
And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. I looked into that like when I was watching it for this. I like rewatched it and it said like there was multiple different things online. Like one said like the director based it on like a story of when he was a little boy and mm-hmm. someone like knocked on the door and he was scared. And then another one said that it was based on like the Manson murders. I couldn't confirm really either of them, but I love like home invasion horror.
Yeah. You love home invasions.
Yeah. I don't like home invasions.
Home invasions.
No, I don't. Yeah, I like to break into a house.
I am always terrified of that.
Yeah.
Constantly. And I'm like, what, you know, Liv Tyler instantly, towards the middle of the movie, she starts to finally grab a knife and actually fight back.
Yeah.
But the majority of the movie, she's just running around.
Yeah, like, and she's whispering and everything.
I'm scared. Oh, my God. Husband. Or not husband, because he tried to propose. And
she was like, no.
She was like, no. But then she's like, wait, but this ring is, like, kind of good.
Kind of nice.
I guess I'll put it on my finger. Well, I can't get it off. I might as well keep it on. It's fine. We're going to die anyway.
Yeah. Dude, so, like, yeah, I was watching it today. I'm like, she's just, like, the whole movie, like, soft crying. And it's mm-hmm. like, and then also I forgot that I had no idea that Glenn, the guy from Always Sunny, Glenn Howerton, is like in it.
Yeah,
he plays the best friend. I always remembered the scene where he shoots the best friend.
Yeah,
but I forgot that it was played. That I had no idea it was played by that guy.
That's wild. I'm seeing all this for the first time. So when that happened, I was like, oh shit, oh no,
yeah,
someone died. Oh no, not good. Truly, I think the scariest thing in horror is having the victim in the foreground, and then you see the killer in the background.
Yeah.
But they don't do anything. They just stand there and watch.
Yeah. Freaky.
And it's like they don't, the victim doesn't know that they're there. And I think that's terrifying.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
And the strangers, they vanished constantly.
Yeah.
And I loved how even after they took off their weird masks.
Yeah.
You still didn't see their.
Yeah.
You don't actually know what they look like. You see their hair.
Yeah.
But you don't actually know what they look like.
Yeah.
And I think that's impressive.
It freaked me out because, like, growing up, my house was all like, it had a lot of windows.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And it was kind of like there's a lot of trees and stuff, and it was mm-hmm. really dark out. So when my parents would be out, and I would be home left alone at night sometimes, mm-hmm. that movie would like always freak me out or thinking about it, because like I couldn't, it always felt like someone could be watching me
anytime,
anywhere in my house. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I really liked about this movie, was that like the whole time they're being watched by someone like through the windows.
That's honestly my nightmare. Also my nightmare, answering the door.
Yeah, freak. No, yeah.
Period. Just, I don't care.
If someone knocked on our door, like me and my sister, like we just did not answer.
Yeah.
If we were home alone, we were like, nope, not answering. Sorry.
Yep. I would try to like peek and see if I could see, but I would like get quiet and turn everything down and be like, I don't care if it's the mailman. Someone's trying to break in.
That's why I hate in movies when like someone rings the doorbell and then like they just immediately open the door.
You're like, you don't know. You don't have anxiety?
Yeah. You're in a cabin in the middle of the woods. It's dark outside, and you get a knock on the door.
You're like, oh.
No, I'm not opening the door.
Also,
sorry, buddy.
The initial knock, it was like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Don't answer the door.
Like, maybe I'm an asshole for this, but like, there's been times where I've seen someone in the middle of the day, and they're like, hey, sir, can you help me with my car? And I'm like, nah, sorry, man. I keep driving because I'm just too scared that they're going to like attack me.
So
you think I'm going to open a door at a cabin in the middle of the night?
Yeah.
No. In the middle of nowhere?
I'm not going to do that. Yeah.
And then the girl opened, like, they first opened the door, and the girl's like, is like Tamara home? And they're like, no, she's not. Wrong house.
Live here.
And she's like, okay. And then she leaves. The minute that happened, I would have been like, yo, let's fucking leave.
Let's go. Let's get out of here. But immediately, nope. And of course, she comes back, and Liv Tyler's alone, and shit gets real. The first reveal of there's three strangers. There's the two girls wearing the like weird doll, porcelain doll masks, and then the guy who's wearing a like burlap sack.
Yeah, sackhead guy.
That one freaked me.
He's the freakiest
fuck
one.
Fuck out, yeah.
I feel like also like, because you had never seen it before.
Yeah.
So I feel like watching it now, I never really liked the Purge movies.
Yeah.
Right? I always thought it was like really corny. And I feel like if you had seen the Purge movies and you're just so jaded to them because they made like 100 of them. Mm-hmm. Now watching The Strangers, it's not as freaky. But like that was the first movie where like someone had masks on and they were like either a cheap like deer mask.
Yeah.
Or like a sack on his head mask. You know, like that shit was fucking creepy. The guy with the mask, and he's wearing, I think, like a suit.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the middle of the woods, a suit? Are you kidding me?
He's a classy guy. If he's going to kill some people, you might as well look classy.
A nice gray suit with a skinny black tie.
Because why not? That's what you do.
What if that's what he talks like?
All right,
gals. Let's go out and kill this family.
He does kind of, they do say a few words, but they really don't talk.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. The majority of the movie, which was interesting. But no, yeah, so if you were in the movie and you were going to go invade someone's house, what mask would you pick?
Oh, fuck.
I know. You can do anything you want.
I might pick like, oh shit, like the Grinch.
Okay.
Like a really good Grinch.
Okay.
Or I would dress up like in full makeup with special effects like people to make me look like Miss Doubtfire.
That'd be good. So you would murder people as
Miss Doubtfire.
Okay.
Because isn't in Scream like he wears that mask, or they wear that mask, but that mask is from like a horror film in that universe, right?
I think it's just like a like.
Maybe I'm wrong.
They have like generic masks. Yeah. Like even if you go to Party City or Spirit, whatever.
Yeah.
They have like generic Halloween masks.
Okay.
And that's what, I think it's Father Death is what it's called. So it's like, Death.
What would be your mask?
Elf.
Elf?
Alf.
Oh, Alf?
The alien.
Really?
The 80s.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that'd be good. I think running around as the, but it's everything else is like, I'm just wearing black, but I just have this like
crazy mascot.
He looks like a pig, but it's like more.
I know you're talking about. Hair. Oh, yeah. You would dress up like that's freaky.
Yeah, I think that'd be terrifying to be stabbed by. I would be like, freaky. What are you fucking doing?
Yeah, that's freaky.
At least Mrs. Doubtfire, they'd be like, oh, she looks nice. And then you're just like, you know, immediately. But like, if you see that weird little pig looking guy, he's coming at you.
Wait, dude, there was like, okay, so I watched Tales of the Crypt with my sister. But then there was another show, and I'm forgetting the name of it, but it was kind of like a horror film version of it, like scarier. Mm-hmm. And it was like definitely like R-rated.
Okay.
And there was this one episode where there was a Santa Claus who had escaped from like a mental hospital who was like a sex offender, and he had a really scary face, and he like breaks into this family's house.
Jesus.
And that was the most terrifying thing to me. So like, honestly, like Santa Clauses to me are like, they're like scarier than clowns.
Yeah.
Like people are like freaked out by clowns, like a Santa Claus, like a scummy dude that works at like a mall.
Yeah, they're creepy.
A Santa.
Yeah,
like,
I had
that
a
freaks me out.
I had an improv teacher who was a mall Santa.
Oh, that's.
And I told all of the kids, told all the kids, every single one, no, all of the families that I babysat for, I was like, do not take your kids here.
Did he always like relate being Santa to improv? Like, for instance, in this moment, yep. Like when I'm Santa Claus at the Burbank Mall, sometimes someone asks me what my favorite gift would be.
I was like, we're not doing this, sir. We're not doing this. I'm done with this class. This is terrible.
They need to end like the Easter Bunny photos. I mean, I grew up Jewish, so okay. I don't even give a fuck about Easter like that. Yeah. But every time I see someone's baby with the Easter Bunny at a mall, it's fucking terrifying.
It's terrifying. Yeah, it's terrifying. So to have one of the strangers be maybe Santa, the Easter Bunny, and Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
Honestly, that would be terrifying. The trio that we didn't know we needed.
Yeah.
Killing
Nightmare people. Blunt rotation.
Literally. That.
Yeah. Fuck, don't kill me and smoke a blunt with me before. Okay. Damn.
At least smoke me out first.
Yeah. Fuck. I don't want to smoke with you guys. You're my nightmare blunt rotation. No.
But also, maybe my dream blunt rotation.
Yeah, actually, maybe you guys do want to smoke. Like, that would be chill as fuck.
Let's do it real quick. Let's go. Yeah, no, that's, yeah, terrifying. It's such a. This movie actually freaked me out.
Yeah.
Genuinely, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I am now once again afraid to be alone.
Yeah.
In my apartment.
I like home. Have you ever seen Vacancy?
No.
Okay. I haven't seen it in a while, but it kind of reminds me of like The Strangers, and it came out around the same time. It's with Luke Wilson.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty sure it's Luke Wilson. Mm-hmm. And they go to like a motel.
Okay.
And the guy who owns the motel, this can be spoilers, but
that's okay.
He like murders the people that stay in the motel, and he dug like underground tunnels throughout all the rooms. And they find like under the bath mat, there's like a door, and like it leads to all these tunnels, and like they crawl really fast under the motel and stuff. And that was just really scary.
Okay.
So anything that feels realistic. Because I grew up on all the fucking, like, Exorcist movies.
Mm-hmm.
Love The Exorcist. But, like, it was just one haunted, like,
yeah.
Family moves into a new house. Kid gets sick.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually a demon.
Yep.
Parents almost get a divorce.
Yep. And all of a sudden, there's a, or the house is a craftsman style house.
Yeah.
There's a lot of wood everywhere.
There's an old lady that walks in who's like, this house is possessed. And like, does like a weird, we have to go into the alternate universe of hell and get them out. You ever seen Poltergeist?
Yeah.
Oh, great movie.
I was like, are you literally describing Insidious?
Yeah.
Or pretty much.
So I also like movies that are horror films that had a lot of, like, I don't like that there's deaths, but.
Yeah. I mean, it.
But are haunted, like the making of them. So, like, Poltergeist, like, the little girl died.
Yeah.
Getting her appendix. And then the older sister was, like, murdered.
Mm-hmm.
Freaky.
I believe the girl who died from Poltergeist, I believe we share a birthday.
Really?
I'm talking into the TV.
She comes out.
What does she say? Like, that. She says something in that movie that's
they're
like a famous
here.
Line.
Like
yeah, that is.
They're here.
Yeah.
They're here.
Wow. For voice acting, you could be a little girl.
Oh, yeah. Hire me. I have a whole reel of just voice.
Mom, Dad.
Oh, my God.
I want Sims 4 on PlayStation 5.
I had Sims 4. I still have Sims 4. I still play Sims.
I mean, dude, my Sims families were a horror film within itself. Every family I had murdered them.
I would kill them off. Dude, yeah. We had a...
alien stuff.
They had a mod that I would... Honestly, I probably went full strangers on it and literally, like, invaded someone else's house and killed all of them.
Killed them.
Because why not? Why not, dragging them out into the woods and... Okay... Let's go back to that. Hold on. When Liv Tyler's like, oh, I see a bridge. I can run outside into the woods. Ugh. And then she trips over what? Over
a
what?
Leaf?
Over what? And then down. And now she's like, well, now I can't walk. I have to crawl. And I'm like, why the fuck are you crawling?
Yeah.
I'm so weak.
Like, get up. Like, bitch, get up. Get up. Go.
Oh, run.
And then the girl's just like sitting there watching her. I'm like, this is...
I was one of those people that always be like, run, don't go into the basement, run, don't go upstairs, run. When me and my friends one time, we were like, before high school, we were all drinking in this park, and we saw this, me and my friends were like, oh, we're going to walk up to Main Street to get a slice of pizza. And we start walking on the street, the lights are really dim, there's a big guy walking towards us with his hood down, and all you can see is like the shell of this person, the shadow. And we're like, yo, what's up, man? Like, small town, so like... kind of like taking off. We're like, yo, what's up, man? And he just keeps walking towards us, and we're like, yo. And then he starts charging at us, and we start sprinting, like running. It ended up being our friend.
Oh.
But I was like, like screaming. Everything that my mom taught me to do in a horror film, I did. I was like, murder, he's gonna kill
stranger,
me.
Yeah.
And then
stranger.
when I was hiding, I could have yelled for help. But I was like, no, because in horror films, you know, I muted my phone. I made sure that if he was walking by, because in every horror film,
everyone's phone goes off.
Then the phone goes off.
Yeah, gotta make sure it's muted. Gotta make sure your sound's all the way down, everything.
If you ever want to get away from a monster or a murderer, what you do is you don't punch them in the face. You punch them in the throat.
Okay, yeah.
There's a guy wearing a mask, okay? You punch him in the throat, right in the throat.
Yeah.
And... They'll be like, oh, they can't breathe. Yeah. Mike Myers, dude, punch him in the throat. He's over.
I mean, he's
not just gonna stand there.
He fell out. I mean, he'll be like, but then he'll come back, and he's the power walking champion.
Yeah.
Of the universe, so it's like hard, you know.
Yeah.
But I get what you're saying. No, that definitely would help. They really didn't fight back as much as they should have in this movie.
I know. You think, oh, they're going to post up with a shotgun. Smart idea. Finally. And then that's why I like the movie, because it's kind of realistic at a lot of points.
Yeah.
And like, that's what you think. I would just sit in the corner with a shotgun until someone eventually comes. And he kills his friend.
Yep. But
that was their moment.
They did the same fake out twice, where initially it was Liv alone, and she's like calling her... boyfriend, and is like, please come home, I'm scared. So she locks herself in a room, the door opens. How are these doors just opening by themselves? I don't know. But she hears someone coming, and she's like, has the knife ready to go, and then it ends up being the boyfriend. But you think that the killers are trying to break in.
Yeah.
And then same thing with that one, where you're like, oh, it's the killers, and then it ends up not being somebody, and you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
And initially, I thought the boyfriend was in on it, like that he paid them.
Yeah.
Which is, I think that's what they wanted.
Yeah,
they want
you to kind of start second guessing.
Yeah.
The relationship.
It worked. I was like, uh-oh.
See, the only thing I wish that they put more in movies, like I wish that they had a dog with them, the murderers. Oh. How sick would it be if you got murdered by them, but then they had like a dog that also partook in the murders?
What kind of dog?
A pug.
Okay.
Or like a bulldog. And then he'd be like, go, get him.
A pug would be funny. I would like shove it. I'd be like, get away from me. You can't breathe. Run after me.
Yeah. Pugs can run.
I bet they...
Yeah, they do.
You gotta, yeah.
Yeah, they have like the clogged nose and stuff.
Yeah, they're a genetic mutation. Same with bulldogs. Well, bulldogs not as much, but like mostly like Frenchies and like all those dogs are.
I know,
they're fucked up. They're so cute.
I really like also like horror films that have like monsters, animals. Mm-hmm. Like, so I love Jaws. I love like Planet of the Apes. Mm-hmm. I love Cujo.
Cujo's good.
Like Stephen King stuff?
Yeah. She's good. She's good. She's good. So what was your biggest, like, what the fuck moment in this movie?
When they die at the end.
Yeah.
They kind of keep it open, like, oh, is she alive maybe? But they're dead, I think.
Yeah,
like,
they're dead.
When they, like, just full on, like, murder them. I like when horror films break rules.
Mm-hmm.
So that, and when he kills his best friend is a what the fuck moment for me.
Oh, yeah.
And I hate the music.
Yeah.
That music scarred me. Because I've heard it in other places, like that song, and I'm like, no, fuck this.
Yeah. It's that moment where they're, you know, because they kind of set it up in the beginning of being like, 911, what's your emergency? Oh, there's two people and they're dead. Oh my God, there's so much blood. Get out here. Oh my God, there's bodies everywhere. And then you have lining up with the ending of the movie where Liv and her boyfriend are like tied up together.
Yeah.
And he's being stabbed. And at one point she's like, we're both going to die. She's like, just look at me, be here with me. And then she starts getting stabbed. But of course he's dead. She's alive. She finds a cell phone, tries to call 911.
Yeah.
The killer kicks it, you know, yeah. Takes it out of her hand. And then is like, I'm just going to let you go.
Yeah.
And the scariest thing they say in this entire movie, Liv asks, why are you doing this? And what do they say?
They say, what is it? Because we were bored?
Because
or?
You were home.
Because you were home, yeah. Fuck.
So simple, so elegant. It's like, what is your motive? You were home. Which is kind of
you
what...
just kill people that are home.
That's home. And then it's hilarious how in the end, they're, you know, the killers are driving away in the pickup truck that, you know, Liv and her boyfriend tried to... hotwire to get out, and they stumble upon these two kids who are deaf, some type of little evangelical Mormon, yeah. And they're like, can I have one of those pamphlets? They're like, have you sinned? And they're like, sometimes. And I'm I don't know about that. I actually saw Strangers Pray at Night before this movie.
Oh, really? I've never seen the sequel.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
Yeah, usually sequels aren't that good.
Yeah, but this one was also like, I think it was like 2015.
Yeah.
It came out. So, yeah, it was way later. And I was like, I think you needed to make it directly after. Or honestly, I don't think you should have made anything after this.
Yeah, they should.
Just let it.
Yeah.
Just let it
be. I'm excited they're making like a sequel to 28 Days Later.
Yeah.
It was 20. They made one in like 28 months. Mm-hmm. That kind of sucked. But I'm excited for the new one that they're making.
That'll be good.
I like a sequel when it's like you know, Mike Myers, Freddy Krueger type stuff.
Yeah.
That's always fun.
Yeah.
Nightmare on Elm Street 5 versus Alien versus Predator type stuff is fun.
It's fun. It's fun. It's not good, but it's fun.
Yeah. When they go to space.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a horror film franchise is like fun, bad when it's always like, and then now they're in space.
Mm-hmm. That's one of John's favorite episode or favorite
things.
Movies.
Yeah. Like Leprechaun, space.
Why not? Why not? Strangers in Space.
Yeah.
Throw them up there. Throw them up in space.
Would you consider Gremlins a horror film?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a little. Yeah. It's creepy. It's
What about like The Host?
The Host?
Have you ever seen that? It's like that Korean film where like there's like a sea monster in
the
river.
I actually have not seen that. No, but I thought I did, but I've not seen that.
Mm.
No.
Yeah, it's this movie where there's like a thing,
mm-hmm.
toxic thing,
spooky,
grows into a big beast.
Oh god, yeah, we'll have to watch that one. Sounds spooky.
Gotta watch it.
Spooky AF. So out of 10, what do you think?
Strangers, I would give it a 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10. Why?
9 out of 10. I think it's really good. It really freaked me out as a kid, and when I watched it recently, the music still freaks me out. The feeling of being watched freaks me out. The only reason why I wouldn't give it a 10 out of 10 is there were moments where it's like, okay, that was stupid.
Yeah.
When a lead role does something stupid, deduct a point.
Immediately. Yeah, I agree. There, a lot of the stuff, I gave it an 8 out of 10, which is pretty high for me. But I really enjoyed it. The acting was pretty good. It was pretty solid. I was freaked out for the majority of the movie, which I think is exactly what they wanted. I wasn't a fan of, you know, how Liv Tyler's character. I know that they wrote it like this. It's not her fault. But like to like, you know.
That's what I noticed watching it today.
Yeah.
Versus when I was a kid. Was today I'm like, oh my God, like they made this woman like so like weak and like.
They're like, this man will save you. I'm like, girl, just get a bigger knife. Get something like you grabbed literally the smallest fucking knife in the house. And you're like, this is enough. I'm like, it's not. Break something off. You like do something. God, you're not. You know what? I don't feel bad for you. You should have died. You should have died. Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah. So
you grabbed the smallest knife.
Like, what are you doing? Are you stupid? Freaking idiot. Where can the people find you?
They can find me on TikTok at Little Fat Pug, or on or on Instagram at Malcolm Sills, MalcolmCills.
Hell yeah!
Yeah,
sweet. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
This was a blast.
Thank you.
Yay! And thank you guys for tuning in. You can follow us on all the socials at Katie.Afraidy, and if you are, you know, home alone and you open your curtains and you see a mask, maybe close them. Close the curtains and just go to bed. Just go to bed. Don't acknowledge it. You'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
Sweet. Guys, we will see you next time. Stay spooky.
Why are you doing this to us?
Because you were home.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.